Greetings and welcome to Psalms podcast series. This would be the last podcast for the section 104 or podcast 104 on the plumbing code changes. I may be possibly adding additional podcasting later to amend this, but this would be at least ending the book that I was using. These are primarily the appendix of the book, of the code, and the changes, that the major changes that has occurred. The next code change is A104.4, or appendix A for 104.4 develop length, and section A105.0 size of building supply. A104.4, it deals with the develop length, and they have added this primarily because PVC piping is CPVC piping is used for cold water quite heavily, and yet the allowance for friction loss in valves and threaded fittings, etc., was primarily for copper. So what they have added here was these pressure losses for CPVC piping, and they've added a table A104.4, equivalent length of copper tube size CPVC pipe for various fittings. So that is the main part of the changes, and it refers on the developed length. If you have CPVC, the table was provided for you to come up with the equivalent develop length for fittings, etc., etc. So, given that note, the other section is that was changed was L407.2 approvals. This particular issue really is to conform the green plumbing mechanical supplements, 2015 green plumbing and mechanical supplements, which in California becomes California Green Code, is that you're going to have a ton of dedicated meters or measuring devices other than water utility meters. L407.2 approvals, period. Dedicated meters other than water utility meters shall be approved by AHJ for the intended use. As you know, if your consumption is more than certain gallons per day, or either for landscape or dental office or restaurant, etc., etc., you are obligated to put these measuring devices or these meters other than the utility meters. The last, one more section, L408.0 in the Appendix L, apparently there is a need for your condensate from air conditionings or boilers or steam, etc., etc., to be reused for as gray water or whatever format. So L408.0, condensate recovery, or recovery of the water that is going to the drain. In this particular case, L408.1.1 was added, and that is condensate drainage recovery. Condensate for air conditioning, boiler, and steam systems used to supply water for non-potable water systems shall be in accordance with Section 1506. This is primarily to salvage every drop of water that we can get from the building before it goes out to the drain. L413.0, which is vehicle wash facilities, and L201.0 is the RO, reverse osmosis reject water. These particular sections were added just to give more credence for water that is rejected to be recycled. Number one, L413.0, vehicle wash facilities, L1413.1, automatic, period. The maximum makeup water use for automobile washing shall not exceed 40 gallons per vehicle for in-bay automatic car washes and 35 gallons for conveyor and express type car washes. So it gives you amount of gallons that you could use per car. L14.2, self-service, spray hands, foamy brushes shall not use more than 3 gallons per minute. L413.3, reverse osmosis. A spot-free reverse osmosis discharge, parentheses reject, shall be recycled. L413.2, towel wringers. Towel wringers shall be a positive shutoff valve. Spray nozzles shall be replaced annually. Exception, bus and large commercial vehicle washes are exempt from requirements of this section. L20.10, definitions. Reverse osmosis reject water is a word, water that does not pass through a membrane of a reverse osmosis system. So all of this is promoting how to go out there and try to save one drop of water. Appendix M, peak demand water demand calculator. This really came about from the electrical code as well, where you have what's called a connected load, where you calculate your fixture demand units, etc. You look up the chart and you find out you need that many GPM. However, if this is not a very frequently used building, and this building has only two occupants, and you have so little use, and you want to add more fixtures to it, if you use the peak demand and not use the peak demand or peak water demand, you have to go and add and do the Hunter's curve and do whatever, and you find out that you have to add and modify the meter size or pipe size. However, if you can use the peak demand water demand calculator, all of a sudden you'll find out that you do not need to add the pipe sizing, etc., because this building was oversized for its use anyway. That would be one format. And so they created a new appendix primarily just to give more credence for this. And there is a calculator that you could, IAPMO water demand calculator that you could download. It is at the IAPMO.org, WESTAN/waterdemandcalculator.aspx. You could use that and go from there. So really, this is the end of the podcast for these. I will be amending from different sources when I get to it. I will be calling it 105, et cetera, et cetera. But good or bad, please send your criticisms. My bad voice, that's one of the reasons I never got invited in Nevada to sing in a show, but I end up to be an engineer. God bless you all. If you have any questions or so, please send it. I will be putting a quiz together if you wish to receive a CEU, and we will work it out with the local chapter of ASPE to see if that is possible. Please stay safe out of this COVID-19. Put the mask on, wash your hands, and do all the due diligence to keep yourself safe. Thank you. God bless. Bye.